The man, the myth, the legend, Cody Osborne from our friends at SaaS Tip joining us on the line. How's it going today, Cody?
Oh, just recovering from that big Super Bowl party last night.
Yeah, it was kind of a snoozer, though. Are you a Patriots fan or a Seahawks fan or anything like that?
I'm a Rough Rider fan, so I just go to the party for the food.
Good answer. Good answer. Now, our friends at SaaS Tip, they need some help with something just down the road here in Saskatoon as well. Something going on in Lanigan, right?
Yeah, so very similar to the case we talked about last month. But this time on January 11th, Humboldt conservation officers found four coyotes that had been pursued and deliberately struck by snowmobilers approximately 11 kilometers east of Lanigan. When they found them, two of the animals were still alive, but pretty badly injured, so they had to be humanely euthanized on site. Just by checking out the scene, they found that all four coyotes had been run over by the same group of snowmobilers. So we're just trying to find out if anyone knows who is responsible for that.
And it is the season for snowmobiling as well, and you've got some little reminders for the snowmobilers out there when it comes to trespassing, being on private land, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the trespass laws still apply to snowmobilers, not just hunters. So if you're out and about in the rural areas, you have to have permission to be on the land that you're snowmobiling on. And you can't drive on wildlife lands, which we're seeing an uptick in that too, it seems like. So the Snowmobile Association, when you register your snowmobile, those fees go to grooming and maintaining trails, and that's what those trails are used for. And that association makes sure they do have permission to put those trails there. So just stick to those trails or stick to land that you have permission on.
Awesome. And if anyone has any advice or if anyone has any tips for you, how can they get a hold of you? What's the easiest way?
Best way is calling the tip line at 1-800-667-7561. That line's monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And those with good information can receive a cash reward of up to $2,000.
You're a gentleman and a scholar, Cody. Thanks for joining us every month talking about this stuff, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Croker. Appreciate it.